Today we're going to learn Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph of Masechta Shabbos. We are holding on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. We're at the two dots, about six lines down, onto the page. So the Gemara brings a brisa about the malacha of borer. Tan Rabbanan, hayu lefanav minei ochlin. If a person had two types of food that are mixed together with psoles He had food that was mixed together with psoles, and he wants to separate the food from the psoles, the good stuff from the bad stuff. Borer v'ochel. He could pick out the edible stuff and eat it. Borer maniach. But and he can even pick out the inedible stuff. The other edible stuff that he's not interested in eating right now, but he's going to want to eat later. But velo yivrar v'imbirer chayev chatas. And also, he's not allowed to do borer, and if he does borer, he's chayev chatas. So says Mike Ha'amar, what exactly is this Tana trying to tell us? First he says that borer v'ochel borer m'niach, and then he says, you can't be borer. So amula hachi karma, this is what he means to say. Borer v'ochel l'babayom. He could pick out food to eat for that day, to eat it on that Shabbos. Uborer m'niach l'babayom. And he could pick out food to leave it aside for later that day, because it's not called borer if he's picking it out in order to eat it that day. Ulamachar, but in order to eat it the next day, lo yivrar, he's not allowed to do that. V'im birer, and if he did pick out food to eat the next day, chayiv chatos. That's what he's chayiv chatos for. Says the Gemara, Rav Chista asks on this teretz of Ula, and is therefore going to explain the brisa differently. Maskeflor Rav Chista v'chimut alafel sababayom v'chimut alavasha lababayom. All of a sudden, you're allowed to do borer for that same day. What other malachas are you allowed to do for the same day? Are you allowed to bake on condition to eat that same day? Are you allowed to cook in order to eat that same day? Obviously not. So since you say that borer for the next day is chayiv chatos, so obviously we're talking about the kind of borer that's an av malacha, and it should be also to do that even for the same day as well, just like it's also to do it any other malacha for the same day. Ella omer av chista, borer v'yochel pachas mikshir, borer m'niach pachas mikshir, ukshir lo yivra v'imbir chayiv chatos. When it says borer v'yochel borer m'niach, that's talking about if you're taking less than a shear of borer, but if you're doing the shear like the shear of a grogros, which is the shear of borer, that you're not allowed to do, and if you do, you're chayiv chatos. So Rav Yosef asks on Rav Chista's teret, and he's going to give a third explanation on the brisa. Maskev Rav Yosef, chimot alefos pachas mikshir, but all of a sudden you're allowed to do avos malachos that are pachas mikshir? No, it's certainly also to do even min haTorah, something that's pachas mikshir. We use some chatzi shir is also min haTorah. Elo am Rav Yosef, borer v'ochel biyad, borer maniach biyad. You could be borer v'ochel if you're doing it by hand. You could be borer maniach when you're doing it by hand. But bekanon, if you're using a certain type of kli that's made for the purpose of borer, or betamchoy, or another type of kli that's made for the purpose of borer, lo yivrar. But if you do, then you're pater avalaser. But it's also to do it lechachila. It's just you're pater from an onesh, but it's also midrabanan. Uvenafu, uvekvara. But if you have other kelim that are really specialized implements for borer, then lo yivra v'imbir chayiv chatas. Then not only if you do it is it aser, but it's even chayiv chatas. So there are three things. There's biyad, there's with kelim that aid in the borer, and then there's with kelim that are miyuchad for borer. They're designated specifically for the purpose of borer. So biyad is mutter. With kelim that aid in the borer, it's asur midrabanan. With kelim that are miyuchad for borer, you're chayiv chatos. And now Rav Hamnun is going to ask on Rav Yosef's teretz in understanding the brisa, and he's going to have a fourth explanation on the brisa. So maskevla Rav Hamnun midi kanan v'tamchay katani. It doesn't say those words in the brisa. It doesn't talk about the different types of kelim that you're doing borer with. Ella amar Rav Hamnuna bor va'ochel ochel mitoch psolas, that you're allowed to be borer and eat if you're picking out food from among the psolas, because that's not called a derech of brera. Borer maniach ochel mitoch psolas, you're allowed to be borer and put aside for later, again, if you're picking out ochel from psolas. Psolas mitoch ochel lo yivor, you're not allowed to pick out psolas from the ochel, even if you're doing it biyad, that's called borer, and in birer, chayiv chatos. And if you picked out the psolas from the ochel, you're chayiv chatos. Once again, the Gemara is going to ask on this explanation of the brisa, and is going to have to explain it a fifth way. Maskva abaye midi ochel mitoch psolas ketani. The brisa doesn't say anything about ochel mitoch psolas. Ela amar abaye borer v'ochel li'alter, borer maniach li'alter. What the Tanami says is that you're borer v'ochel right away, and you're borer maniach to eat eat it li'alter right away, because that's not considered the derech of borer ulbo bayom. And in order to eat that for that that same day, but later that day lo yivra, you're not allowed to do borer v'im birer. And if you did nasa keborer la'otzer, that's like you're being borer to put something away for a long time, v'chayiv chatos, and you're chayiv chatos for that. So amar rabban kamid de rava, the rabbanan said this teretz of Abaye in front of Rava. So amar luhu, Rava said to them, Shapir amar nachmeni, that Abaye's teretz is taka a good teretz. Now it's difficult what the altar means in this context. We said that if you're going to do it, we said boru umaniach, but it's li'alter, that you're being boru and you're putting it aside, but it's considered li'alter. So li'alter has to be for the same su'uda, even if you're not eating it right away. That's how you have to understand the word li'alter. Okay, so that's the first sugya on the daf, on the amud. First sugya is five explanations of the brisa of when boru is mutter, when boru is patra avalasr, when boru is chayiv. So now the Gemara brings machlok samurayim about boru. So if you have two types of food and you were borer one of them, you choose out one of them and eat it, or you choose out one of them and you put it aside to eat later, Rav Ashi masni pater, Rav Yirmiyahu Midifti masni chayiv. Rav Ashi says pater and Rav Yirmiyahu Midifti says chayiv. Rav Ashi masni pater v'hatani chayiv. So wait a second, is Rav Ashi the one that says that it's pater? The Braisa that we quoted says that if you're borer al-manas to eat it later, you're chayiv chatos. So lo kasha. It depends what types of kelim you use to aid in the borer. When Rav Ashi says that it's potter, he's talking about we're using kelim that help but aren't miyuchad for borer. Whereas when the Braisa says that you're chayiv, it's talking about the nafa and kavara, which are kelim that are made for borer. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said that one Shabbos it was the turn of Rav Dimi to help out the Talmidim, we call Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, and Rabbi Ami, and Rabbi Asi came, Shoda Kamayu, Kalkala de Peri, and Rabbi Bibi brought them a basket full of peros that were all mixed together, and he didn't want to be borer the peros from the leaves that were in the basket and put it in front of each of them, so he poured out the peros in front of them, and through that the ochel and the psolas were separated on their own, and they took from it and they ate it. V'lo yadani imishum tesavar ochel mitoch psolas asur imishum ayin yafu the mechavin. But we're not sure what his intention was. Did he do this because he held that it's asur to be borer even the ochel mitoch psolas, so he didn't want them choosing out the food from the basket, or did he do it because it's a way of showing that you're giving ba'ayin yafa to spread out all the fruits all over the table? And that's a way of showing a sense of generosity in your gift. Chiski Amar, another din related to borer, her borer to mosim, someone who's borer cooked beans, mitoch psola shalahem, from their own psolas, chayiv, he's chayiv v'chatos. So leimak savar chiskiya ochel mitoch psolas asur. So should we say that chiskiya holds that to pick ochel from psolas is asur, even if you want to eat it right away? Says more, no. Shiny, termosim are different. The shalki le shiva zimni, that they would cook it seven times in order to sweeten them, and they become very, very soft. V'ilo shakli le masrach. And if you don't take the termosim from the klipos, from the shells that they're in, they'll get destroyed, and therefore, so long as they're uravim, that they're mixed together, the ochel is also called psolas. Upsolas mitoch ochel dami, and therefore, to take the turmos from the taroves is like psolas mitoch ochel, because the turmosim that are still there in the taroves, they really are ochel, but so it turns out that you took the psolas from the ochel. The termosim that you took out from the termosim that remain is psolas mitoch ochel. So that's our discussion of borer and bezeshem. Next time we'll learn Davayin Dalaram Beis, where we will move on to the next few malachos.